The way the calendar has fallen, yesterday, of course, we celebrated the Holy Family. Today we're celebrating the motherhood of our Blessed Virgin Mary. Our scriptures, starting with the Jewish scripture and running all the way through to the book of Revelation, is a story of yeses. A story of yeses. It began when God said, yes, I love Adam and Eve, despite the fact that they disobeyed me and committed the sin of pride and sort of messed up my perfect creation. Yes, I will redeem them. Yes, I will restore the balance. The Jewish scripture is a record of men and women who said yes to the call of their God to be prophets and patriarchs and mothers and prophetesses. Men and women who understood the covenant of God and tried to live it out to the fullest, following the commandments, following Moses, following the patriarchs, understanding and listening to the prophets, and living out what they have been called to do. Yes, God, I will follow you wherever you go. Moses, you know, God, maybe you should pick someone else. No, Moses, I picked you. Yes, God, I will go where you ask. And so he did. And so did the people who followed him in the desert. It wasn't easy and it wasn't perfect, and a lot of times they said, meh, maybe not. But each time when God demanded, they said yes and continued to follow him. Mary could have said no to the angel. Joseph could have said no to the angel. They both could have said no, but they didn't. In their heart of hearts, in their spirit, they knew that yes was the answer that they had to give. Yes to the kind of life that they led, fleeing persecution, living in fear, watching Jesus Christ, the boy, at age 12, after he ran away from home and was grounded, grow in wisdom and understanding and grace. Mary saying yes when Jesus began his public ministry. I've said this before, the last thing that we hear Jesus' mother say in Scripture, do what he tells you. How tough is that? Because what he tells us is love God, neighbor, self. Follow the commandments. Do that, and all will be well. Enter into a relationship with a new covenant, a God who is your Father. We are his children. And all the men and women who said yes up to the time that I came have led to this moment, and I say yes as well to my Father, to all that that means, to healing the sick, to raising the dead, feeding the hungry, surviving the scorn and the hatred of the people around me, helping the disciples understand more and more what's going to happen to them when the Holy Spirit comes upon them. And all the men and women in the upper room saying yes to the Spirit when it came in fire and smoke and wind. Jesus says yes. Yes at the table. The Eucharist, yes in the garden, yes at the cross, yes at the resurrection. Mary, the pivotal point. Yes, Lord, I will be his mother. Yes, Lord, I will be the mother of your church. Yes. So I guess the question we have as we stand on the cusp of a new year is, what's our response going to be? I am not a prophet. I don't know what the year holds. I can guess that there will be challenges untold. There will be successes untold. There will be moments of grace and compassion and wonderful love between people that we get to see at the end of the news. There will be those moments. And those are the ones that I hold on to. Because when I look at our children and we look at our college students, they're the hope that we have. And they've said yes. So I invite you, as you move into the new year, however you plan to celebrate it, to think about Mary. Think about Joseph. Think about all the prophets and prophetesses and men and women and patriarchs who stand in Jewish history and in our history who said yes. And I invite you to say yes.